From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The new Republican majority in the House launches its effort to repeal the law that overhauled the health care system to debate, with debate set to open on the matter this morning. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, or CBO for short, says rescinding that law would boost the federal deficit by about $230 billion over the next decade and leave 32 million more Americans without medical insurance. But new House Speaker John Boehner disputes those numbers.
CBO is entitled to their opinion. But they're locked within constraints of the 1974 Budget Act. Listen, even the actuaries at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid have made clear that this bill will not save the kind of money that was predicted earlier.
But Democratic Congresswoman Louise Slaughter of New York says Republicans should think twice before trying to tamper with the law.
America should tremble. You do know that the latest poll showed that 56% of Americans really like this bill. 13% think it's not strong enough.
The GOP effort to repeal the health care law is likely to come to a screeching halt in the Senate, where Democrats still hold a majority. The Labor Department has the latest readout on unemployment this morning. NPR's John Idstey reports economists are expecting the December numbers to show a rise in job creation compared to the previous month.
Many are predicting a net increase of 150,000 to 175,000 jobs. Those estimates are based on a belief that the economy is gaining traction. Among the signs that's happening, a good Christmas season for many retailers, which suggests consumers are loosening up. Also, fewer layoffs. That's evident in the downward trend of initial claims for unemployment. But even gains of 150,000 to 175,000 jobs a month would not make a big dent in the unemployment rate. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is set to name a new leader for his economic team today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama is calling on Gene Sperling to head the National Economic Council.
Sperling is an experienced Washington hand and a veteran of the Clinton administration. He's a deficit hawk, a political centrist, and has considerable experience negotiating with a Congress controlled by Republicans. For the last 2 years, Sperling's been an advisor to the Treasury Secretary, and he helped broker the tax cut compromise signed during the lame duck session of Congress. President Obama will announce Sperling's appointment at a Maryland-based window company that's hoping to benefit from one of the tax breaks included in that package. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Maryland are searching for the sender of two packages containing incendiary devices that were sent to the state's governor and his secretary of transportation. The devices flashed and smoked and caused minor injuries to two workers. Maryland State Police spokesman Greg Shipley.
Fire Marshal's office used its robot to examine the package further, render it safe.
The FBI is assisting in the investigation. This is NPR. Three NATO soldiers have been killed by bomb explosions in Afghanistan, and 17 people are dead in the southern part of that country after a suicide bomber detonated a blast at a public bathhouse today. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the dead include an Afghan border police commander.
The Taliban took responsibility for the attack near the town of Spin Bolduc in Kandahar province, close to the Pakistani border. The blast also injured about 24 people. In past years, the winter has brought a lull in the fighting here as some Taliban leaders cross into Pakistan to rest, and snowy mountain passes make guerrilla fighting more difficult. This year, military sources say the fight continues at a steady pace. Improvised bombs and booby traps continue to take a heavy toll on both Afghan and international soldiers, the majority of them Americans. Explosive material for the bombs is also believed to come from inside Pakistan. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, embedded with U.S. forces in Ghazni, Afghanistan.
The sound of military helicopters in South Korea taking off as part of the first live-fire drills of the new year there. The exercises come as the administration's special representative for North Korea policy, Stephen Bosworth, has been meeting with officials in Japan today about ways to ease the threat of war on the Korean Peninsula. Bosworth is calling his talks useful and productive.
I think we are talking about and moving forward together in our attempts to address the questions of the Korean Peninsula.
The United States is trying to facilitate a resumption of multinational talks with North Korea, talks that have been stalled for nearly 2 years now. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.